Not in. This is Jim filling in for Mitch. We are still going to talk about weather and whether or not. I am joined by Lieutenant Emily Holler of NOAA, correct?
Correct.
Hey, I got it. Nice. And we're going to talk about the hurricane hunters. Every year, there's at least some sort of presence from the hurricane hunters. It's always a, it's kind of like this, like, cool, like, you know, cool mission and cool aircraft and rather extreme level flying. You know, it's not the air show, but it's a different kind of extreme flying.
Absolutely.
You know, that you do. So it always is a crowd favorite. So we're glad to have you joining us here today. So first of all, tell me about the aircraft that we have. I believe one of the Hurricane Hunters is out on Boeing Plaza right now, correct?
I don't think the Hurricane Hunters are here.
Oh, they're not.
The Air Force is here. So.
Guys, I thought they were going to. I thought there was going to be one later this week, though, isn't there?
I don't think so. The Hurricane Hunters are being deployed right now.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The Gulf of America.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. And so, yeah, there's a tropical depression
that
they're being called to right now.
That could quite possibly be why we're not going to see them.
Later it's
on
hard
today.
For NOAA to make it to Oshkosh.
Yeah.
The aircraft, at least,
right?
Because this is our busy season.
We were bringing that up earlier this morning on the morning show about why do we never see very many water bombers around, you know, because they're busy right now.
Yeah, they have a job to do.
Right. So let's talk about the job to do.
Yeah.
Both from the like mission standpoint, but then also like the human standpoint and what do you do and what do the people surrounding you do. But let's start with like the aircraft mission. Give me a kind of a lowdown on the types of things that you are tasked with.
So the Hurricane Hunters are tasked with a storm in a trajectory, and it is going out into the storm and trying to see the organization of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so the aircraft has to fly within to the eye of it and look for lowest pressure points. We have to get surface data for like currents and wind currents and air speeds, surface information from the storm.
Sure.
While the G4 is flying over the storm and getting...
A simple weather balloon just wouldn't cut it.
You know, it might not survive.
We're now joined by Mitch. Hi, Mitch.
Oh, man.
Hi, Mitch.
Go ahead and catch your breath, buddy. It's okay.
Is it just Monday?
It is.
It's only Monday. Okay. This is not a good sign.
No, that's fair. As I told you, I'm going to punt, and I know a thing or two about weather.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody knows a thing or two about weather.
Well, that's affected by it.
That's the thing about this space. I always tell our meteorologists here, like, you know, we can talk about weather using the big boy terms because pilots live and die by what's in the sky. So knowing
they're pretty savvy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You can use the big words. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, Mitch, I'm going to let you drive.
I will drive it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's all you.
All righty. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Hi. Welcome.
So you guys were talking, when I came in, you guys were talking weather balloons.
Yeah.
That's the last that I heard.
Oh, well, I mean, whether a weather balloon would cut it in a hurricane.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So did you discuss a bit about your, maybe, I'd really like to kind of know about your, one of the more memorable experiences you've had.
I mean, when you're talking about, I feel like all of it is memorable.
Oh, yeah.
Like the eye of a hurricane, I don't think that's something that you can ever forget.
What's that like? So people always say, I've seen video of them, the Hurricane Hunters. I've like seen them like pierce into the eye. And what is that like? What is it? Maybe the first times, a few times that you did it. What was that experience like?
I feel like you just think that you're so small in this whole big earth that we live on. It puts into perspective how little you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm short to begin with, but like...
The air show has begun. We're pausing every once in a while because the air show has started
afternoon. I'm trying to like, collect my thoughts in between all of this noise.
Our thoughts all get a little scrambled when there's the air shows are going. So, is there a time that comes to mind where... you maybe even felt nervous, because that's a common thing too, that people think, like, I could never do that. I'd just be freaking out the whole time.
I feel like your first few times you see the wings flexing in the turbulence, and you feel like the G-force is lifting you out of the chair, and you're strapped in, 5-point harness. So I mean, like, you're bolted down to the seat, yeah. but you still feel the weightlessness of this plane that you just, please, girl, make it through it.
One question, another thing that I was thinking about was, as far as I know, you've never lost an aircraft.
No.
You've never lost like an airman or a crew member.
No.
And I think most people would find that pretty remarkable.
I honestly, like, and I don't mean to make it sound like, oh, this is so dangerous. How have we not lost somebody? Mm-hmm. I think it's a testament to our safety standards and our culture.
Yeah.
That we know when to call it off. We know when it's safe. We know what our limitations are. We know how trained the pilots are in the seats. We know how comfortable the scientists are in the back. Because it takes a whole crew of people to make this work.
No doubt. And how does, talk a little bit about how you're trained for these missions. I mean, you're physically trained, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because it's not an average hop into an airplane and, oh, we hit some moderate or severe turbulence. Like, your world's getting rocked here. And then as far as the type of flying, that all of that preparation that goes into keeping these flights safe.
Yeah, and I think right now is a good opportunity. Like, there's a tropical depression in the Gulf, so it's not quite a hurricane. Mm. This is a great time to get our feet a little wet and to shake off some of the rust and to test out the waters on things that are a little low stakes. Mm-hmm. We know that the aircraft can handle it. We know that the pilots can handle it. And you're not working to the extremes yet. And so you take opportunities to make sure that the pilots are comfortable in those environments. You take low stake opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep trying to apply those and give the pilots as much time to stay current. And then on top of hurricane hunting, I feel like most people don't realize that NOAA also is doing all different kinds of missions throughout the year.
Yeah,
that
research.
Don't have anything to do with the hurricanes. And those are still high-stake missions. Like the King Air is flying snow and soil surveys all year, and that requires you to fly in mountainous terrain at 500 feet AGL.
Right.
And we have wind shear, and we have mountain turbulence, and we have to maintain an altitude and an airspeed, and it's very precise flying, and it's flying that if you did it wrong, it would be detrimental to the aircraft and the crew. You have seconds to respond.
Right. 500 feet.
500 feet. That's not much.
No.
If I lost an engine at 500 feet in a valley, there's nowhere to go. So you have to be more than 5 minutes ahead of the aircraft. Your brain has to be thinking of all the escape routes constantly. But I think when you all year you're geared towards different missions that require that kind of precise flying, when it comes back to, all right, get back into the P3, get back into the G4, let's do the mission everybody knows about. Well, then we haven't been sitting around. We've been working hard.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So when I was in Alaska, I know there's some missions up on the Arctic coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or areas of Alaska.
Yeah.
And California, I want to say, or the West Coast, all over.
We're all over.
So to your point, everybody does think about just the hurricane hunting.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are doing different missions and things. Is it how regularly, how often are you doing all that other kind of research and things? Does it come up very often?
It's happening right now.
Okay,
it happens
all the time.
Every week. It happens almost every day, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's so much that goes in to just supporting the hurricane, out like surveying the area before and after a hurricane for national response. There's so much for mammal research that we have Twin Otters and King Airs go out and do. Mm. The soil and snow surveys, that's for predicting floods and droughts.
That's a big deal. It's a big deal. Yeah.
That's for farmers and landowners all across of America.
Yeah.
And so, like, these things are things that we have to do we have to do it all year round. Yeah. We have to do it in the fall so that we can determine how much water or moisture is collected on the ground beforehand. We need a base.
Right.
And then after winter, we need to go back again and see snow accumulation.
It's fascinating all that goes into it.
Yes.
That people made. So if people want to find out more, talk more with you, because it's fascinating to hear about all that you guys are involved with.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
Well, we're in the Federal Pavilion, and that's in Hangar D. We have a nice little booth over there. It's
awesome.
Carpeted.
Yes, it's padded.
It's padded.
Carpet's very posh.
And we have at least some fans blowing, so people can come and talk to us at any time.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, it really is. I need to pick your brain more too, just after this, because I'm curious about it, and I know some, but it really is fascinating. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you're
for being here on time to the party.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That, especially that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, and I will be here, I promise.
Are you sure?
I promise I'll be here. I'm not going to let anybody down again for another Weather Knots. We'll see you then.